This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out to our nation's truckers out there getting it done out there in the highways and byways. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab and Parler as at the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast, we have Mr. Frank Salvato. Aha! There they are. Outside the window. All right, cool again. There we go. Because we'll wake the whole neighborhood up. There's a hotel over there, and the lights are off in a lot of rooms. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I am.
I pledge allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And by the way, I'm not kidding you. There is a hotel right beside us. If you make a lot of noise, I see the lights go on every now and then. By the way, breaking news for those that need to know, the DHS Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, is down on the border under a full press blackout.
You know, this is just ridiculous. I mean, there's pictures coming from there already. The Wise administration openly goes down there now and takes responsibility for what's going, even if they want to blame it on somebody else, mm-hmm. Says we have to take care of this. To be doing this clandestine stuff on the border now, after the pictures are already out, just gives people more fodder for saying, see, they know they're doing wrong and they're trying to hide something. It just the stupidity that's coming out of this administration daily is stunning.
Well, here's some of it from yesterday.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because what did he say that you don't agree with so far?
Well, besides not understanding what freedom of speech is, I agree with the statement that no amendment is untouchable, but it's untouchable until you use the amendment process to touch it.
Right.
You know, you can't just executive order these things away like he's inferring. You can't just say it doesn't feel good, therefore I don't have to follow it.
Uh-huh.
The left is very, very good at saying, well, it may be the law, but we just don't really want to enforce it.
Yeah.
That that you can't do when something is in the Bill of Rights. I'm sorry, he wants to do it. Second, the epidemic, you know, if you take away, the United States is very high up there on the list of countries that would suffer from gun crime.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take away Chicago, New York, L.A., Houston, Los Angeles, we dropped to like 185th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
These are all Democrat places.
Yeah.
These are all places run by Democrats with strict gun laws.
Yeah.
So the idea that you are going to just ratchet down on law-abiding citizens when you can buy a bazooka on the street corner in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm being facetious, but I'll bet you if I had the money, I could go down onto the west side of Chicago and buy a Laws rocket.
Sure. No doubt.
You know,
all right.
to think that you can ratchet down people with oppression, law-abiding people with laws and take away their weapons, you're not going to stop gun crime. You're just going to increase it because you embolden the people who don't care about the laws in the first place.
Okay, let's listen to the rest of what he said, and then we'll come back with some more.
Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment. You know, we saw it again last night as I was coming to the Oval Office. I got the word that in South Carolina, a physician with his wife, two grandchildren, and a person working at his house was gunned down, all five. So many people, so many of the people sitting here today know that well, unfortunately. You know, they know what it's like when the seconds change your life forever. I've had the pleasure of getting to meet in awful circumstances many of you who've lost your children, your husbands, your wives. You know, they know what it's like to bury a piece of their soul deep in the earth. We understand that.
Well, okay, there's the emotion at the end, but where I'm going to go from now is the ghost guns. Have you ever put together a gun? Well, we'll get to it on the other side here. All right, so we'll be right back, folks, with more with Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer. And, by the way, a lot of you listening have put together your own little gun. I put together a .22 caliber for rifle competition in something that I was doing years ago. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And I'm going to. And folks, this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, and even up and down the East Coast, Northeast, Midwest as well. And the one father that I'll never forget that drove all the way from Phoenix, Arizona with his daughter's car to buy her a brand new car at Moss Nissan because she told him about the ad she heard on the radio. He drove the car all the way over, traded it in, got a brand new one, drove it down to the daughter, delivered it to her where she was going to school at the University of Tampa. That Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you cannot beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of. And by the way, clean trade-ins, got them. And they're commanding a great resale value. Plus, you want to sell your car, take it up there, let them appraise it, and maybe they'll buy your car from you. Then you can upgrade your ride while you're there. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get taken care of in great shape. Now, Moss Nissan is the home of whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and you can check out the hottest SUV on the market, the Rogue, the all-new Rogue. Drive that. You're going to love it. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. They're online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That will get you treated in a way that you couldn't possibly imagine. Because they like hearing that.
All right, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website is back with us. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, the Bureau of, you ready for this? The Bureau of Alcopol, Freedom and Teachers.
Unbelievable.
The AFT, as it was called several times by Joe Biden, the director of the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, was appointed yesterday. Now, this guy is a piece of work, too. David Chipman is his name. Back during the days of the Branch Davidian complex, he put out a rumor and stuck with it for 2 days that helicopters were shot down in Waco by the Branch Davidians.
Yeah, he also worked for Gabby Giffords.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, as a gun control fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's got a tried and true type of track record here that is not exactly let's have a great relationship with the gun owners of America.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that we're talking so much about guns and about all this other stuff is because they don't want us talking, number one, about the border, which is a huge failure, mm-hmm. and number two, they don't want us talking about anything else, which you can point out very quickly, is a huge failure for the Biden administration. So they're trying to change the subject. And you brought up something interesting about the Cloward Piven strategy. Repeat that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you like the cat thing. I said they've got so many plates spinning in the air that you can't throw a dead cat in the air and not hit something.
Yeah.
You know, and they're doing everything horribly. Now, this the administration is either the most inept and unprepared administration in the history of the United States, making Carter look like a genius, or they are purposely trying to crash the country within 2 years before Congress can switch over to being Republican in the House. So, and that's the Cloward Piven strategy. Let's see how many crises we can ramp up as hard as mm-hmm. we possibly can so that all the manpower, all the money, and all the apparatuses are overloaded and they crash.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the border, they're succeeding there.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how they're spending, they're succeeding there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at society and how they're ramping up the divisiveness, they're mm-hmm. succeeding there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty clear to me.
Yeah. Now, I got a comment in the chat room, then we're going to go to the caller that's on the line. Jeff says liberalism is an epidemic. He also said, remember the perky Katie Couric said that we all need to be deprogrammed.
Yeah, the wokeism is an infection that's been set in. We should all be mm-hmm. wearing some kind of wokeism mask, I guess. Yep. Fauci should come out and say something soon.
Yeah, little Dr. Fauci. I got a boat I'd like to put him on and send him out to sea. All right, hold on. Here we go with, Bagamon Bob, the professional question asker. What is your question, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just wondered what they think of the, I guess I'd call it the principle of mass destruction, like even the Cold War. One thing about having guns available is the fact that you don't know who has them, and this prevents a lot of incidents, I think, on the outside where people don't know that you have a gun or somebody has a concealed permit and stuff like that. That's why I think that we definitely ought to keep having guns. Now, does Biden want to take away guns, or does he just want to limit the type of guns, magazines, and that type of thing? All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, let me try with that first because I'm going to answer it this way. Did you hear what happened in Tennessee yesterday, Frank?
No, because I was too busy listening to President Oatmeal.
All right, well, Tennessee has become the latest state to allow most adults over 21 to carry handguns without having mm-hmm. to have a permit, open carry. Now, guess what? In Arizona, the governor there signed a bill to block the new federal gun law, saying that we ain't going to follow them.
Well, this is all going to come down to whether the states have guts enough to nullify.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. If the governors and the state legislatures do not have spine enough to nullify, then all of this means nothing if the federal government gets its way. And that's why I've been saying for the last at least 4 months now that nullification is the way and the states are the answer. They've already established nullification as precedent in California and New York and Chicago. Any sanctuary city or sanctuary state has tested nullification with the federal government, and they tolerate it. So that means it has to apply to everything else that the state wants to act on. So nullification is going to have to be the big thing. It's got to happen.
Now, I'm going to read this from the L.A. Times, of all places, from the L.A. Times. U.S. officials have picked up nearly 19,000 children traveling alone across the Mexican border in March. Authorities said Thursday this is the largest monthly number ever recorded and a major test for President Biden as he reversed many of his predecessors' hardline immigration tactics. What will the administration do? That's from the L.A. Times.
Well, and I guess that flies in the face of what Nancy Pelosi keeps saying. She says everything's under control at the border.
Nope, not according to them. That's a liberal newspaper right there, brother.
It depends on what she believes control is. If she's in on the Cloward-Piven plan, then absolutely they've got control of the southern border.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about this off the air. I really believe that Mumbles McConnell should ask the parliamentarian in the Senate what the quorum qualifications are for business in the Senate, even under emergency procedures. If quorum has to be achieved before anything can take place in the Senate, then the contingency of the Republican Party, which is half the Senate, and you can't have a quorum with just 50%. I've never heard of it.
No.
They should walk out for the rest of the term.
Not a bad idea.
And stop the Senate cold in its tracks. But you've got to get a ruling from the parliamentarian.
Yep. And here's another one from another very liberal paper, the Washington Post. What you hear this? The cost of these emergency sites is more than 2.5 times higher than the more permanent shelters due to the need to develop facilities quicker and hire significant staff over a shorter period of time.
You know, the spending to this administration means nothing.
You betcha.
Think about this. When we were back in Obama's years, when he was trying to do his stimulus and it was $700 billion, everybody was chewing on their nails. The stimulus bill that Biden's got going now, early last week was $1.9
trillion.
Now it's $2 trillion. Now it's $2.5 trillion already we're talking about. They're tossing around trillion like it's a nickel.
Yeah. By the way, Eric in the chat room is chiming in saying Catholic Charities needs to be investigated for trafficking human beings, children mainly.
Well, when you look at what happened in Chicago with Father Flager in the Catholic Church when he gave sanctuary to illegals, you got to look at that too.
Yeah.
But, you know, religion has certain... Yeah. Certain rights here under the First Amendment, so it's all how you couch it.
And then finally, before we have to run out of time here, I understand you're going to trot on up to New York City and speak a foreign language and tell them you're illegal so you can get $15,600 dumped in your hand.
I want my 15.
Talk to you Monday, my friend. All right, Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com. Go there. Check it out. See what he's all about. UndergroundUSA.com. Frank Salvato. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in Bryan, Texas say one person is dead, four others are wounded in a shooting at a cabinet business. Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James tells KBTX The suspect had left the business by the time officers arrived.
Not here at this site. Law enforcement showed up. It was already over with.
Former NFL defensive back Philip Adams shot and killed a doctor, his wife, two of their grandchildren, and an air conditioning serviceman at his home in York County, South Carolina. Another serviceman was critically injured and is in the hospital. Adams later shot himself and committed suicide at his home. President Biden has now signed a series of executive actions designed to curb gun violence in the country. He said, "We're an international embarrassment."
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And by the way, she is up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Give her check her out. Double D Ranch is the name of the ranch, and they have horses there, and they also teach riding. Now, I want to remind everybody what's coming up here on the 13th of April, Tuesday, April 13th. That's next week from 6 to 8 p.m. If you're in a Bradenton, Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, Englewood, Venice area, and you want to attend something that's going to be really fun and special, come on up to the Tea Party Manatees 12th anniversary. Now, we're going to have a great time, and we're going to have some tremendous speakers there. First of all, Sam Serbo will be there. She's a syndicated radio host and author, and she's also the wife of one Kevin Serbo. He's the guy, you know, that played Hercules in all those movies, and he also did a television movie, Walking Tall, Buford Pusser, and all that. Plus, he does some other different character actor parts, so he's still very active. But they are very good, and she is a conservative extraordinaire. She's going to talk about some things that you're going to want to hear. Trevor Loudon's going to be there, an author. I'm going to be there, the Master of Ceremonies, and I'll have about 5 minutes that I will take and charge everybody up. And believe me, when I tell you, I am going to light a fire under that building like you ain't never seen. Get the fire department ready. Now, Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck dinner will also be there. That's always great when they have that. They're going to have a silent auction. If you have an item you want to donate to the silent auction, just bring it along because all proceeds from the silent auction will go to the Tea Party Manatee's war chest for endorsed candidates. And I'm going to have a surprise person with me. Yep, I'm going to have a surprise person with me. a radio personality that you'll get a chance to meet that you haven't met before. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to get say anything other than that. So, Tuesday night, April 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Pavilion, which is out back of Mixon's Fruit Farms. That's the Pavilion out back in the northeastern corner. You'll see it. Won't be able to miss it. 2525 27th Street East, Bradenton, Florida. The Pavilion, Mixon Farms, Tea Party Manatees, 12th anniversary. Look forward to seeing you there and look forward to shaking the hands of many people that I don't get a chance to see as much as I used to. And, you know, that's my old stomping grounds down there. That's where I got my start in radio, and I've got a lot of people down there that have been very religious over the 21 years I've been on the radio, and they follow me, and I really appreciate it. You're the best down there. You're the best everywhere, but in particular down there where I got my start. Now, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. They're located all across Florida. Okay. Somebody just wrote a book here in the chat room. I haven't got time to read it all, but I get what you're talking about there. So everybody's talking about the gun laws, and they're talking about the Biden policy and this, that, and the other. Let me tell you a little something about Joe Biden and company. There are a couple of serious polls that came out. One is a conservative poll. One's a middle-of-the-road poll. Now, this one from the Rasmussen Reports, a national telephone and online survey, rated President Joe Biden on the issues. The number one issue that people were the most concerned about was immigration. Half of the voters rated Joe Biden's ability of handling the immigration problem as poor. P-O-O-R, poor. Now, 14% of the voters thought it was excellent. 21% of the voters thought it was not so good. 11% said, yeah, boy, this sucks. And then 50% said, no doubt about it, Joe Biden's handling of the immigration issue is poor. So let's see, total 61% in the negative to 39% the other way. I don't think he's doing a really good job, do you? With numbers like that. Don't think he's doing a really good job. And the other thing is, between the infrastructure plan and the tax hike plan and the border and the guns, a real clearer view of Bidenomics and this administration is starting to emerge. Much of it is borrowed from the classic Democratic playbook, make no mistake about it. Some of it's quite new and reflects the clear thinking of the avant-garde economists, and some of it is quietly an extension of Donald Trump's approach on steroids in the opposite direction. And then there's the shift in thinking about what really drives growth. Well, the most classic Democratic moves are probably hiking taxes on the rich and on corporations. That's always been popular. These tax hikes do not much to raise revenue. They do not effectively hold back inflation, and they do not do much of anything to address income or wealth inequality. Some of the proposed tax hikes will bring rates up to those that pertain during the Obama administration. However, others, such as the corporate tax rate, don't even rise to that level. Yet the Obama years saw an explosion of inequality, and the real point of the tax hikes is simply red meat for the Democratic base. It's a policy that looks like it's putting the screws to the wealthy, even while the country's billionaires get richer. Have you noticed that? Want an example? Jeff Bezos and Amazon. He announced he favors his corporate tax hike. Of course he does. Look what he's done during it so far. He's become the richest man in the world. Look what he's done. By the way, want to hear another one? The new weekly jobless claims rose to 744,000 for the week that ended on April the 3rd. Economists had forecast a decline to 680,000 from the previous week's 719,000. And this is the second consecutive week in which initial jobless claims moved up, contradicting the expectations. Now, the upper end of the range of forecasts in the economy survey was 705,000. But jobless claims can be volatile week to week, so economists like to look more at the four-week average. And they've risen over the past 4 weeks by an average of 2,500 a week, which is just enough to make you wonder. And by the way, a study conducted by Rice University says that Joe Biden's infrastructure plan to raise the taxes will kill 1 million U.S. jobs in the first 2 years and put a bunch of small businesses right out of business. Now, according to the study, total employment was measured by hours worked. That would fall by 7% initially before moderating. The reduction in hours worked would be equivalent to an employment decline of approximately 1 million full-time jobs. By the way, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell up in Michigan sounded off on President Joe Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure tax plan, which comes with some of the raised corporate taxes. According to her, she and several of her Democratic colleagues will not support Biden's bill without consideration of repealing the state and local tax SALT cap deduction, which we talked about on this show before. Talked about it with Chris Markowski. So, it's not a done deal yet anywhere on this. And again, when it comes to the Constitution and, well, you know, the Constitutional Amendment, all that crap, which is just exactly that crap, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It takes two-thirds of the Congress to change the Constitution to allow for what Biden wants. Two-thirds of the Senate and the House. He's never going to get it. Oh, by the way, the White House defended Kamala. You know, the VIP VP defended Kamala not being on the border, that she has no plans to go there, while she was eating cake in a bakery in Chicago. Jeez. And again, I wish I could just sit here and wave my magic wand and tell you that none of this is true. But I can't do it. I can't do it. Biden out there announcing the executive gun controls for an epidemic of violence. Go tell the people in Portland. Here's one for you. Go tell the people in Portland. They've approved a plan to spend $6 million to fight gun violence while spending $1.4 million to add unarmed patriots, known as the Park Police. How in the hell is that going to work out for anybody? They're going to get their own people killed when they show up unarmed at a family disturbance. Jeez. How stupid are they? Stupid, stupid. All right. Coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And by the way, my final segment is always brought to you by our folks at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Don't forget that Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Their phone number is 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. You might get some of that super deluxe pastry that they're hiding in the back room. You might get some of that if you're really nice and say, pretty please, the Captain sent me. Okay, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone is here with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt, Bruce, and beautiful morning it is. So the Augusta National kicked it off yesterday there in Georgia, and the conditions were dry and very harsh, except for Justin Rose. He was able to shoot a 65. Amazing. Anybody with any talent had about a 71 or a 70. That was about it. It was a tough course for a lot of people.
You know,
for
what,
some reason.
You know what? You know what the headline is about golf yesterday?
That would be
Rory McIlroy hit his dad with an off-target shot during the Masters opening round, and they've actually got a video of it. It's on the sports page at Fox Sports.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, he had a rough day, to say the least. I was expecting him to do a lot better. And
what the hell happened with the ex-NFL player Philip Adams?
Sad.
In South Very Carolina. Sad. What was that all about?
You know, they said he's had a lot of concussions, and mentally he wasn't sound, and he just lost his mind. And it's very sad, Captain. Very sad. I mean, they're doing things they can do now to make the game safer, and that's a good thing. But it's just amazing. Our body can't take
it. Terrible, 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 horrible tragedy.
Yeah, it really is. You know, a good doctor, well-loved doctor in that neck of the woods. And he opened up the urgent care center as the doctor, and now he's gone, and his wife and his grandkids.
And so. Yeah, and Joe Biden mentioned it in passing without mentioning the fact that there was a football player involved in it, but it is what it is.
All right,
so we got the national champions in women's and in men's basketball. Now we start thinking about football coming up this year. Got any favorites?
College ball, again, Clemson will be tough. Alabama, they're both going to be rocking. Florida might have some improvement. They can, you know, get through the hump. Georgia looks good. Those are the top four for me out west. We'll see if USC and UCLA can do the same thing in football that did in basketball. So that's what, you know, I see coming in college football. And, you know, college baseball's kind of fun. Come June and July, Captain, to see how those kids do and make out going out to Omaha, Nebraska. So I'm looking forward to that also.
Any coaching changes you see other than what we just heard about with Arizona?
No, they're pretty much getting everybody, you know, together now, so that's a good thing. Getting everybody squared away in that department so they can recruit and do the best they can.
Well, the Baylor Baylor says that they're going to keep their guards right there in position. Neither one of them's going to turn pro, so they might be back again next year. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, the two excellent guards, so that's very fortunate. Going to stay with them. Yeah, I think it's good they are. I think they need one more year of seasoning in college ball before they go to pro. And I think it's a smart move. I just hope that they don't get hurt.
All right. How about a little baseball news? Because tonight, down here in our backyard, we have the opening game, opening day game here at Tropicana Field. About 9,000 or so people will be in the stadium. What else?
Yeah, no, MLB is starting out pretty good this year, except for making a silly mistake and moving the All-Star game. But that's about it in that department. But, you know, we'll see how everything transpires. Yesterday, helped the folks out. The Cardinals won 3-1. Angels beat the Blue Jays 7-5. Astros won 6-2 against the Athletics. Yankees and Rays, as you said, will play today at 3:10, Captains, a little afternoon special there for the sports fans that can go out and watch it or catch it this afternoon while you're watching the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Nationals at the Dodgers at 4:10, and the Rockies and Giants at 4:35. And then the Angels will be playing the Blue Jays right around this neck of the woods, too, because they'll be in Dunedin to play that one at 7:07. And then the Tigers and Indians at 7:10, Phillies at 7:20, Padres and Rangers at 8:05 tonight, and then the Athletics and Astros finish up their series at 8:10 tonight. Yeah. And the last game on the ducks will be the Reds out there in Arizona.
By the way, Flip is waving at us, saying good morning.
Hey, good morning, Flip. Good man. He does a lot in the community. Good patriot. So thank you, Flip, for listening to the Sports Zone and to listen to the Captain's America in the sports segment. Appreciate it.
What about hockey?
Hockey. Yeah, well, there's a lot going on because we'll be in playoff time before you know it. And with that going on, that's going to be amazing. The Red Wings having a terrible year. They got beat by the Predators last night, Nashville 7-1. Carolina Hurricanes beat the Panthers. They've made some trades, the Florida Panthers, and the Blackhawks to the Blackhawks, and the Stars beat the Blackhawks 5-1. The Lightning played last night. And they won 6-4.
Yeah. By the way, not to be outdone, I got to mention Bobby Bowden, the former Florida State football coach who led the Seminoles to two national titles, received the inaugural, the first one, Florida Medal of Freedom at a ceremony this week hosted by Governor Ron DeSantis. Congratulations, Bobby Bowden.
Class act, good Christian man, done a lot for the state of Florida and for Tallahassee. Alabama guy, then he went to West Virginia, and then boom, Florida State was fortunate to get him, and he created a dynasty up there in Florida State.
Yeah, there's a big deal going on in Louisiana right now, LSU, a lawsuit, Les Miles and somebody back and forth, a $50 million lawsuit. What the hell's that all about?
Well, they're saying Les did a lot of inappropriate things with the interns and the undergrads and the women there at the university during his time as head coach.
All right.
So, unfortunate.
All right, well, let me let you go so I can play what I got to play here, and we'll listen to you on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock on my flagship station.
Sounds great. Thanks, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. And that's Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone. And by the way, Sports Zone and Patrick Hyland are synonymous to this.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Yep, and I'll tell you what. Captain's America Third Watch, Monday through Friday. A lot of you hear us. You don't hear us on the weekend, but on the weekend we add more stations because that's where my show originally started, was on the weekend. And as a result, we have all those original stations that are still with us, plus the new ones we've added along the line. So I'm kind of like Chris Markowski. On the weekend, we have more stations than we do during the week. But the fact of the matter is, I will tell you that we appreciate each and every one of you that send us messages, that send us email, that send us mail. I've had some people sending me some things lately in the mail thinking that I should see this, that, and the other, and that's all great. And, you know, you're going to hear a lot of stuff this weekend about the gun stuff that has been brought up now by Joe Biden with his speech and what he said and how he said it and whether or not this matters and that matters. It's just going to go nuts, okay? The Talking Head shows this Sunday are going to try to talk about anything and everything except the border. Except the border. Believe me when I tell you. And it's an unfortunate circumstance that they're not talking about the border. All right. Coming up on the tail end of the program here, I'll be back on a weekend show tonight, 2 a.m. And to all you that have listened to us and chimed in during the week, thanks so very much. We'll see you on Monday. We'll see everybody else tonight. And I will be bringing you a lot more of tomorrow's news tonight as we bring you the breaking news that you need to hear that nobody else is talking about in the middle of the night but us. A lot of stations, morning shows have just done their show prep based on this radio show. That is a fact. And I'll see you all tonight, everybody. God bless America. Have a great day.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.